This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here we go.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
And drive to work with them.
I love Chet and Michaela.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Ooh, the question is, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, we can.
We're back.
Does my computer need to be muted or no? That was my question.
I would think so. Yes.
Okay, good. Let's do that.
Great.
He muted his mic. Hold on a second.
God, I just said, does it need to be muted? Okay, the stream, the tab is what you're talking about.
Yes, the tab needs to be muted.
Sorry, just stuff behind the scenes.
No other show brings you inside the scenes like we do.
Now what happened?
Yeah,
now it's
we
all
are
gone.
Raw.
I don't think that works. Hang on. That doesn't work. I'm going to go like this. It all seems fine, so I'm not going to mess with it. Good. Happy Friday, everybody. Everybody good?
Yeah, dude. Happy Friday.
A lot of people ask me, is everything okay in your world, Michaela?
Thank you so much, you guys. Yes, it is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
It is.
Can I tell based on what you told me?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the procedure, it sounds a lot like they did not, how did they go? Okay, Michaela's stepmom had a procedure yesterday, so it was scary. Anytime you're talking about heart and the doctor said she had a heart attack, which everybody goes, heart attack. Yes, but there's also shades of gray. You know what I mean? Where sometimes a heart attack is not, you know, yes, it sucks. It's not good.
Yeah, well, it's been rough because she just overcame having cancer. So we thought we were in the clear. Everyone was really excited, celebrating. And then Monday night, she was having chest pains. They went to the hospital. They admitted her right into the ER.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
We did not know. Like, we've just been on pins and needles. So the procedure she did yesterday, I text you. They were able to put two stents in. There was a blood clot by her heart.
Yeah.
So she's on these blood thinners. So far, so good. They're expecting to be able to take her home either today or tomorrow. So it's just been a crazy week. But I'm so thankful for the doctors that have been taking such good care of her. And, you know, my dad's been doing so good.
They didn't crack her open. right? I mean, I'm just going to say it. They didn't crack her open, right?
You know, I don't know. One thing about my dad is he's doing so good, but I don't want to pry and ask too many questions.
No. Procedure was, but they found out they have a... Hopefully she can come home tomorrow. They did not crack her open. She's going home. Can I tell you something? So I have two stents also. Mm-hmm. And a valve. They did them in two separate deals, but they go in from downstairs. Now, when they say that they go in from your groin, everybody goes, oh God, that's bad. I know Michaela's face right now is yeesh.
Yeah.
Painful. It's funny, but where they go... Where they go in versus where you think they go in when you don't know what you're talking about. It's two different things. It's literally kind of on the top of your hip. You know, like where the top of your thigh meet almost, but like by your hip bone, that's where they go in. And so the big concern, seriously, I love telling this story. So they had to go in on both sides on me for whatever reason, because I'd had angiogram, I'd had all this different stuff where they'd gone in three. That was the third time. By the time they went in, they couldn't use my wrist. Oh, they might have gone in with their wrist. Oh maybe. Hold up. This yes. So my rib, they couldn't go in the wrist anymore. They went in, they tried to go in one side. That didn't work. They had to go in the other side. So then when they go in from downstairs, they put clamps on it, and you've got to, you know, they because they can't sew it, you know, whatever, the artery. So they put clamps on it, and you've got to be really careful, because if you pop a clamp, you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
You know, like right away, you're in big trouble. So that was where my deal came in. But so I'm laying there, right? They tell you, lay real still. If they went in through her wrist, go home now. But I'm laying there. They tell you, lay real still. So I'm like, yeah, okay. And you know me, you give me directions. I'm going to follow the directions.
Yeah.
So I am laying there like a corpse. I'm not moving. It's like I'm playing a role in a movie. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to stay as still as possible. And they got the little thing underneath you that kind of moves you every couple of hours. So it makes it easier to stay, and your feet are kind of raised up a little bit and all that kind of stuff. I had to go to the bathroom. And so they bring you in a bottle, you know, like they do in a hospital when you're a dude. I don't know how they do. So they bring you a bottle when you're a lady?
I don't know. I was just thinking.
Probably.
Like maybe. Yeah.
Ready, fire, aim.
Yeah.
They throw some towels underneath you and all that kind of stuff. So finally, this goes on for a number of hours. You know what I mean? It starts at like 7 o'clock at night. By 3:30 in the morning, and you sleep a little, you know, you're kind of in and out. By 3:30 in the morning, maybe 4, I'm way over it.
Yeah. And
so now I ask the guy, thinking that he's going to laugh at me and go, you're an idiot, lay there, shut up. I said, when will I be able to get up and go to the bathroom on my own? Because this bottle thing is not my, it's not my jam. And he goes, oh, you feel like you could? I'm like, yeah, I'd love to. And he goes, oh yeah, great. Let me finish my rounds and we'll do it. He goes, that's good. That means you're on your way. You'll go home today. And I'm like, good. Wait, but I felt like this 3 hours ago while I'm laying here. Okay. Now, right now, rarely back in the days when people listened on a clock radio laying in bed, I would tell people to do this right now. I would tell you, lay there and see how long you can lay there without moving.
Oh God.
You know what I mean? Like without moving a muscle, see how long it lasts before your brain starts messing with you.
Yeah.
And I was well past that point. So yeah, but all you have to worry about is the clips. 2 days later, against doctor's advice, I was on a plane. And I was doing public address for a hockey game. And they were like,
oh my God.
Okay, nothing's stressful. And I'm like, no, I love this stuff.
You're like, bye. You know what, though? That makes me feel better. I'm happy that you felt that good after.
Ah.
And you've been doing great now. You feel good?
As far as you know. Why? What did you hear? Why? No. What are people telling you?
You look great. And you've been such a source of comfort. So thank you for that. And also, I was thinking of Adrian. I just wanted to compliment him because, you know, I'm realizing my dad's getting older. That's my pal, my buddy.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Adrian's a really good dad. And Sire's little right now, but like, he's going to grow up and he'll remember all the things you did with him. And it happens fast. You're a good dad, Adrian. My dad's a good dad. And I'm happy we're on the mend.
Yeah. No, I think it'll be fun. Obviously she needs to just chill out for a couple of days. But other than that,
you'll be good.
Hang on. Yeah. I'm reaching over. I had to reach over just for a second. There's the Bruno Mars. Remember we heard about a Bruno Mars song coming out? With Sexy Red.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what our boss said. It is grimy, even though clean, it's very sexual. It's called Fat Juicy. And I didn't hear it. I saw that we were playing it like about a half an hour ago. It's an Odyssey world premiere. We'll hit that in a little bit. My guess is it's a lot like Gorilla.
Yeah.
Like Glorilla. And it's like WAP, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion song,
right? But the Bruno Mars song just in. So my guess is Bruno has gone back to his Gorilla bit.
Yeah, Gorilla's one of my favorite songs he ever wrote,
and I feel that song is nasty.
Yeah, it is. We did the story yesterday in Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. He said this album he wants to be a stripper club anthem.
Yeah, stripper anthem. So yeah,
he's on his way.
Okay, well, there's that, which we may get to. I'm going to need to see, you know. People can find it on their own on the internet easily enough, and I don't want to drive anyone else, you know, drive you away from the show.
It's the first pick on the Chip Buchanan Show.
Let's start off.
I want to know more.
On 98.5 KLUC.
You mean to tell me I've been feeling guilty this whole time this morning? I'm not showing up to the holiday,
my friends.
This post-holiday extravaganza.
Chet Buchanan Show. Oh my God! It's Friday.
And all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to lie to you. Our boss, Corner Office Gina, Cog, Corner Office Gina, took. I don't want to say she went out of her way to make me feel bad, but it was like, oh, well, we were trying to make it so everybody could come. And I thought this day would be, and I was like, no, I'm busy. I can't, I would, but I cannot. And so she made it sound like, oh, everybody's coming. And you guys are telling me now, because you went, Adrian, you went?
Yes.
Michaela, you went?
Yeah.
But nobody, like literally almost nobody else went.
Everybody went except for the morning show, for the other show.
Yeah.
And then,
okay.
I would say 75% of the building went.
Well, sure. Free food.
That's, of course.
You know,
yeah.
Nice okay, food,
what,
too.
What was this faux pas that you're speaking of off the air?
Oh, my God. Adrian's making a deal.
Me and Michaela, we were at the same dinner table. It was, you know, 10 per table, round table or whatever. And everyone's having a great time. Conversation is flowing. And when the conversation kind of slowed down a little bit, one of our coworkers who was there by himself, he did not use a plus one. Michaela goes, hey, why didn't you bring anyone, dude? Where's your
date?
That's
not what I said. I'm sorry.
Okay, wait. Okay, that we heard Adrian's version. Michaela, now take us back in time. Give us your version. And tell me exactly what you said. Pretend I'm the guy, and you're talking to me. What did you say?
Okay, we were enjoying conversation.
No story. Just tell me what you said.
Did you bring a date, Danimal? I'm glad I said his name. Oh my God,
Michaela. Oh my God.
It's already going so well. Michaela, I swear to God.
Michaela's 0 for 2 on the afternoon.
God,
here comes the 0-2 pitch.
What? Okay, let's be fair.
Swing and a miss, strike 3, and there's 2 outs in the inning.
What? I know. Okay.
What's wrong with you?
I said it in an endearing way because I was listening to him talk. He's so endearing.
Is that why he was crying?
Yeah. No, that was another reason. Just kidding.
I also told
that's
you.
That's what I said later. Let me tell you about that one.
I know, but you know what it is? You know when you're listening to someone and you have thoughts in your mind, but when they come out of your mouth, you should have probably prefaced with things in your mind before you just blurted out something. And that was 100. And everyone at the table was like, Michaela. And I was like, yeah. Meanwhile, I was already mortified because I wore this dress. And before we left the house, I said, Lisa, can I wear this? And she said, I don't know. Maybe that's not the right dress. And I was like, it is the right dress. I love it.
What's wrong with the dress?
Nothing. It was just like a leather long dress, a little dressy.
Was that why we didn't see it? Because you had the jacket?
Well, I walk in and I'm like, Lisa's like, I don't know if it's the right dress. I'm like, I think it's the right dress. I walk in. Not the right dress. Not. I was like the Aaron Brockovich of our building last night. And yeah, so
it was a little too hoochie. Was it too hoochie?
Well, it just wasn't like a long leather dress vibe. It was more like everyone kind of came from work dinner. So I felt like, track it on.
You thought we were at a gala. You thought we were at the company party gala.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Okay, so first pick at 702-364-9898. We're doing Daniel Tosh tickets. Okay. Daniel Tosh tickets. Hang on. I know I got to give him a full plug over here. Daniel Tosh at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan, Saturday, February 8th. Thank you to our buddies at Live Nation. We appreciate you. So, according to a new report in Fortune magazine, like any of us read that, but around 62% of workers, so almost two-thirds, 62-thirds of workers worldwide say they hide aspects of themselves at work, which is up from 55% last year. And in North America, we're nearly three-quarters where we're hiding stuff. We're secretive. When you break it down by generations, Gen Z is the most likely to be secretive about their lives. Some companies may prefer employees to be authentic. Oh, good. That's the one. Well, I'm just telling it how it is. I'm just being authentic.
Yeah.
And they do want people to feel comfortable being themselves. But only about half of people trust their employer to actually mean it when they say that. So I have a question, but I don't want you to know the question until you call us. Okay. Does that make sense? So be caller number 25. Get tickets to Daniel Tosh at 702-364-9898.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Everybody can answer
the question. Okay, let's start off.
First, 98.5 KLUC.
Does that make sense?
Under the cloak of anonymity.
Okay, cool.
Laura, may or may not be your real name.
We'll get your answer.
I don't know what's real anymore. I gotta be honest with you. I have no idea. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Hi, and we understand you're in a supervisory position at your work.
I'm a manager, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
is that what supervisory means? Manager? I don't know.
I guess it just depends.
Yeah, I gotcha. I find that a little more interesting. We are becoming increasingly more secretive at work. And I think honestly, it's because we're scared and because, you know, you poke your head up. It's like whack-a-mole. You poke your head up and you're the one that goes while everybody's, it seems like every industry is, you know, cutting staff all the time. My question about this whole, you know, becoming increasingly secretive. Do you hang out with people that you work with?
I have.
Expand on that ever so slightly.
I have.
Do you? Okay, let me ask you again. Yeah, do you currently?
I have not, but I would.
Why? Okay, well, why not? Does nobody want to play with you?
No, it's not that. I think that where we're at, it can be a little bit challenging to separate the friendship from the employer. And I've been in that position where my best friend was my manager. And until I was actually promoted up, there was no hanging out.
Right. Wow. And that's your best friend. And you couldn't do anything with him because you, yeah. Oh, that's not fun. That's no good.
Well, and just to give you a little bit more, unfortunately, I was let go from a position. They downsized it and they didn't even let her know. So had she known, it would have put her in a really awkward position as my friend.
Yeah.
Wow. I was just, and I'll tell you what sparked this, because I saw this article, this Fortune magazine thing about everybody being secretive and nobody hanging out and stuff like that. My mom was a mail carrier, and they used to go, like the whole group of them used to go to this Chinese restaurant across the street from the post office most days. In fact, I knew if things were starting to get a little bit late and I needed to ask my mom about dinner, or whatever, I knew to call the Chinese restaurant because that's where she would be. And then at one point my mom realized my kid's calling this Chinese restaurant a lot and I'm in here hammering seven and sevens or whatever, whatever it was that she was doing. And honestly, she went, I'm not doing this anymore. And it was a sad day. The for the rest of her work buddies. But yeah, all of my mother's friends were all from work. She didn't have a lot of other friends outside of that.
Well, I feel like it's tough too because you spend the majority of your time at work. So you build relationships sort of whether you like it or not. So when it's time to go do something, you're off at the same time, you go in at the same time. It's almost inevitable that you'd hang out with your coworkers.
Well, when we talk about being our authentic self, right, and allowing those to be their authentic self as well, and that means that when you're hanging outside of work, you do have to show your true colors, and you do have to be who you are, and can you be that person when you come to the office?
Right.
You know, is there things that you do with your friends or the things that you say, or the embarrassing moments that might occur while you're out with your friends, do you come back to the office, and how do they take you seriously?
Yeah. And the other thing I've noticed and it's in this building, like stuff gets super dramatic, super quick. Like it's hard to have a conversation with somebody and have differing. And I'm talking about like work stuff. Well, did you get that done? Yeah. You didn't send me the thing or whatever that conversation looks like. And it can escalate in a big hurry and it gets all weird really fast. And I don't like it. I just don't.
And like I said, the example that I gave with my best friend, she was a manager, and at that point I was a lead, and I didn't like the tone, I didn't like the comment, and there was that respect factor. I'm a Gen X. Your boss is your boss when you're at work and your friend is your friend. And it makes it challenging to come back and respond in a way that you would as a friend versus an employee.
Yeah. Such a good point.
As fellow Gen X, but I ended up, our former boss here, our esteemed fearless leader in Las Vegas radio legend, Cat Thomas, I ended up buying a house across the street from him where we are still very good friends today. That's, but that was what happened. You know what I mean? If you were in the trenches with somebody, you could end up with a relationship like that. All right. Well, good. And also to the point, and I know Michaela and Adrian well enough now. Both of them, you may have noticed, have been quite silent through this whole thing because they're like, I ain't saying nothing. I'm getting in trouble for
Las Vegas. No. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
It's your good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. Let's head into the weekend with a really good story out of Altadena, California. As we well know, there hasn't been a lot of good news coming out of there. This is
an amazing story, to be honest with you. I don't know if you heard about the 100-pound tortoise that this family had in Altadena, and they obviously can't, while you're trying to get all the rest of your stuff, pretty tough to get a 100-pound tortoise loaded up also in the back of your Nissan Sentra. You know what I mean? To try and get out.
Yeah.
These people, their house did burn down, but Rocky, with an eye, the 100-pound tortoise, got into her burrow out in the backyard. Tortoise burrows 3 feet deep underground and survived the fire.
Oh my God.
Folks lost their house. The whole place was leveled. Rocky survived. Then when firefighters were, you know, going assessing damage and all of that kind of stuff and looking for looters and whatnot, they found Rocky the tortoise. Somehow they were able to get a hold of this family and they were able to reunite them earlier this week.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
And it's just absolutely adorable. And, you know, obviously tortoises are a little bit poker face. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I think the tortoise was happy to see them.
Smiling.
I really do. There's a group in England called the Prime Timers. You may have heard of them, Michaela. You know, you guys in the whole singer community, you may have heard of these guys. Mm. The Prime Timers just broke the record for the world's oldest choir. Adorable. We do love old people.
Yeah, we do.
17 members in the Old Timers. They have an average age of 94. The youngest is 87, and the oldest is 99. Just broke a world's record
for the world's
oldest choir. Have a great weekend, everybody. It's your Good Feeling Stories of the Day. Brought to you by Michael Lee Menden Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
KLUC FM and HD1, Las Vegas. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
Every morning.
It's the only way to wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I love the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Happy Friday, everybody. I was worried about Golden Knights going into St. Louis last night. I was like, because things have been a little rough lately, a little bumpy lately. And William Karlsson is injured. He's going to be out for a while. And I thought, oh, boy, this could be rough. Yeah, 19 seconds in, Mark Stone says you've got nothing to worry about. Steals the puck, goes in and scores, and they're off and running. BGK beats St. Louis 4-2 last night. They got to do a back-to-back. This is ugly, Michaela. So now they had to jump after the game, jump on a plane and go to Dallas, which I don't know. What's that, a couple-hour flight? So not too far. I mean, honestly, I don't know. But then they got to play Dallas, who's really good. Mm-hmm. They got to play Dallas tonight.
Yeah, dude, that's rough.
It is rough doing a back-to-back, and the back end of a back-to-back against a team like Dallas, it's not fun. But
I usually have to take a nap after I just travel, let alone like go play a huge game. No way.
I travel a lot and people are like, I don't know how you do it. Well, it's not like they're talking about the you know, getting all your stuff together, packing a bag, making sure you have everything. I go back and forth between two places that I call home.
Yeah.
So it's literally, I have a backpack. I'm commuting. It's like, yeah, it's either 2 hours on the couch watching Netflix or it's 2 hours on the plane watching Netflix. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, true.
It's all the same. I have snacks. I might even, you know, it's literally, it's the only time that I'll drink during the week.
That's perfect. If I'm on a plane, like a little vacation.
I don't know why that's my thing. Also, Running Rebels tomorrow at the Thomas and Mack at noon against New Mexico. Man, for years, that's been a huge rivalry. New Mexico's super good again. Well, not super good. New Mexico's better than average. Okay, New Mexico sucks. I mean, just in general, like Reno. New Mexico sucks. The team is winning games, but New Mexico sucks forever. So I'm just saying that. But go Rebels tomorrow at the Thomas and Mack at noon. Two things. Number one, Zach Garcia from Aliante goes for win number 5 on Michaela's hometown throwdown in just a moment. To retire as champion, maybe one day get a belt. I don't know.
Maybe the most dominant champion ever, but that'll be argued.
Yeah,
that'll be argued about for ages. So
talk about a Terminator. Mm-hmm. Just even yesterday, like we were, this guy, you know, this other guy came in fired up and we were like, you know, oh, what do you think about that? And he just goes unfazed.
Yeah, I feel like all of his teammates or all the people calling in are very, very fired up. And his charm has been like, Okay.
Oh, all the competitors, sure. All the people he's playing against.
Uh-huh.
By the way, Aliante has now become the second community, second part of our town in Michaela's hometown throwdown to go into double digits in wins. Zach gave Aliante their 10th win overall yesterday. They're just two behind Sunrise Manor.
City of Champions.
The Sunrise Manor has 12. Aliante has 10. Rhodes Ranch, 9. Silverado Ranch in Hendertucky, 8. Centennial Hills, 7. Well, I could do this all day, but I'm not going to. Do we want to take the plunge and play the very naughty song from Sexy Red and Bruno Mars?
Yes.
Bruno Mars putting it down. Do we want to do that?
I do.
Listen, Chet, I love the song. Kids in the car, you might need to change the station.
Well, I'm just going to say, you know what? And sometimes you get what you pay for, because, you know, we're adults. We're adults. We talk about adult things sometimes.
Yeah, let's live on the edge a little bit.
And of course you love the Bruno Mars song.
You're horny.
Well, I love the music video too. It's a song about states.
I'll bet you do.
Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga.
Who's not on
the song, but she made a cameo appearance in the music video, which was cool.
I'll bet you love that song and that video. Adrian.
Could listen to it on mute, to be honest. Anyway.
I'm not sure what that means. But okay. So the new Bruno Mars and Sexy Red. And Michaela's hometown throwdown. All coming up after Sabrina Carpenter.
I was into it.
Go ahead. Make another outburst like you just did a second ago.
I love it.
Yeah, she loved it. Some of you, though, are very uncomfortable. And I got to be honest with you, that's kind of on you.
98.5 KLUC.
Because there's nothing, you know, there's nothing really in there that.
Yeah, it's all insinuating. Nothing to.
I didn't expect that. And yes, that will be the anthem. You know,
100%.
By 11. They're playing it now at Crazy Horse 3. We're literally damn right. Literally right now. That's awesome. All right. Champion going for win number 5 today. Your boy Zach Garcia from Aliante. Champ, how are you?
I'm here. How are you?
We're good. We're really good. It's Friday. We may have a 5-time champion on our hands. Bruno's got a banger out there, taking it back to the 2000s. Bruno's got a banger. Yeah, life is good. Who's our challenger today, Adrian?
We got Jackie O'Brien, Silverado Ranch.
Hello, Jackie O'Brien from Silverado Ranch.
Hello, Jack.
Hey, I'm trying to look to see, is Silverado Ranch even on the board?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Silverado Ranch has 8 wins. Oh, another man, another jockeying for position. How about that? Silverado Ranch has 8 wins. Aliante has 10. And Jackie, you're the only thing standing between Zach and him retiring as a 5-time champion. First 1 to 3 is the winner. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Do not answer until we call on you, because you may think you got in first, but you did not. Any other questions?
No, sir.
I know Zach knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he has no questions.
Let's rock. Your quiz master is the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
She was the first winner of American Idol, and she just announced she has created her own record label.
Did Jackie get in first? I couldn't hear, Adrian. Could you tell?
I think she did.
I think Jackie beat you, Zach. Jackie, what's your answer?
Kelly Clarkson.
Challenger strikes first.
Can I just say that reminded me of the 40-year-old virgin when he's getting waxed and he yells Kelly Clarkson? Literally where my head went.
Oh, no, that's not weird at all.
Way to go, Jackie. All right, she recently got engaged to Benny Blanco and starring in a film with Zoe Saldana.
Jackie again.
Do you know her freaking name?
Jackie gets so excited that like her phone cuts out. So all we hear is key, key, key. What was your answer, Jackie?
I am having a mental blank, but I cannot remember her name. It starts with F.
Zach, the answer is?
Selena Gomez.
I don't even remember what the question was. Yes, Selena Gomez is correct. And we are tied at one.
Lady Gaga and Rosé both recently did a duet with this pop king.
Jackie. Say it again.
Bruno Mars.
Is it Bruno Mars? 2-1 challenger. She's quick, Zach. She's quick.
It was just announced this singer, who is on tour with Kendrick Lamar, will be performing at the halftime Super Bowl show.
Zach.
SZA.
For the tie, is it SZA? And we are tied. Zach, the champion, with 2. Jackie, the challenger, with 2. Next correct answer determines the championship.
This A-list actor's name was recently in headlines after a woman was catfished by a scammer. His reps are speaking out.
Jackie, Jackie, Jackie.
Jackie, 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 for the win.
Brad Pitt.
Is it Brad Pitt? We've got a brand new champion.
Oh, my God. Oh, Zach.
Goes Garcia.
Oh, my God.
Garcia! A shocking upset! Unbelievable!
Oh my God! Zach!
Dude!
What?
I knew, and I don't know whether there's some weird delay with your phone or what's going on, but when she started getting in before you and not just by a little bit, I went, oh, Zach's in trouble.
Dude.
Buddy!
Zach, we love you.
That last one I didn't know, but those first two I can pass.
You are. Hey, listen, I don't care if you're getting a belt or not. You're one of the greatest champions we've ever had.
Ever.
Zach Garcia from Aliante, everybody. Yes. Really great, Zach, really great stuff,
you.
Man. Yeah, we love you, Zach. All right, buddy. Have a good weekend. We'll see you. Enjoy all your prizes that you got. Jackie O'Brien from Silverado Ranch. Give Silverado Ranch their 9th win overall. Moves them into a tie for 3rd with Rhodes Ranch. Would you like to go to D.L. Hughley, or would you like to go to the premiere of You're Cordially Invited with Will Ferrell and Reese Witherspoon?
You're Cordially Invited, please.
It shall be so, and we will see you on Monday as you defend your brand new championship on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Wow. The Ted Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
You know what? I lied. I just told everybody we were clear. We're not, because I just, you know, because I love these guys, not as much as Michaela loves them. How's that new car?
Oh my God, the most beautiful car. And I'm going to be listening to that new Bruno Mars song in it all weekend long, baby.
Hey, I don't want to speculate, but my bet is the seat warmer will be on, if you know what I'm saying.
Unlock it.
That was potentially inappropriate. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown brought to you by Findlay Nissan in the Valley Auto Mall. And I'm not kidding you. Unlock excitement. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Sure.
Good morning.
Stay close, P1s. Here's what's coming up on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
It's not just me, is it? That Oscar nominations came out yesterday. But I find this happening every year now. Did you know any of these movies that are up for Best Picture?
You know what? I didn't know anything. The only thing I saw about the Oscars was Jennifer Coolidge reposting Ariana Grande. And they have the cutest relationship. And she congratulated Ari. And I was like, I love this. And then I went back to scrolling.
I want to see Emilia Perez. Are there subtitles?
I don't know. I heard mixed reviews, but they won everything.
The subs nominated? That's crazy. Yeah, what's that? What is that?
The Substance is the one with what's the old
Demi Moore.
Demi Moore. There's a drug that will keep you young, but the side effects are terrible. It's gory. It's very graphic. But
oh, that's the story what that is trying to tell. I knew there was some about that. Yeah, fine. I'll just go back and watch that movie with Bradley Cooper again. With the one who say that was the same thing. They had Bradley Cooper where you take them limitless.
Yeah, there's a couple. Yeah, there's a couple. Except this is like the, this is more horror because it's so gory.
This is what
like
I'm saying.
What happens.
I'm not down. So I'll just go back and watch Limitless again. And if I need a Demi Moore fix, I'll watch her in Landman. It's fine. See, problem solved. So it's, you know what? Everything's just fine. I was surprised. And again, I don't know much about this. All I ever heard, and maybe it's because it's a Vegas thing, but all I ever heard was how great Pamela Anderson was in her movie, and she didn't get nothing, and everybody thought she was gonna. And everybody,
well, the movie just came out though, isn't it? Like past the like if she gets nominated, she'd have to get nominated for next year's, right?
She did. So, she got nominated for the Academy Awards.
Yeah, it's for this year.
She didn't get nominated for Oscars.
Oh, Academy Awards and Oscars are the same thing.
I'm sorry. The Emmys.
That's TV.
Oh my God! What was the thing? Not Grammys, oh, not
Golden
Emmys.
Gloves.
Yes,
Golden
thank
Gloves.
You. Thank you. Thank
Golden
you.
Gloves. Do I win?
Oh, thank God. Yes.
Too many award shows. What are we doing here?
We have a new champion.
Way to go!
That was a fun game. I love it. That happens to me. Well, we all know this. You guys listen to the show. That is some days it's just like playing a game show with me. You just gotta, it's like, you know, it's like one long 4-hour version of fill in the blank,
yeah,
which is one of our favorite bits that sometimes sneaks up on you when you don't know it.
I know.
Coming up next, DL Hughley tickets for you. When we do the 177 second survey, yesterday we didn't get to the thing of, would you carry Velveeta around in your pocket just to eat? Velveeta. Really? Velveeta. Great for grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? With the tomato soup and all that. But just carrying around the Velveeta just to snack on it. Maybe. Speaking of childhood stuff. Mm-hmm. Our bed's overrated. We may not get to any of that. Because I got to tell you the story about the prime rib rampage. But my guess is, we would all quite possibly, maybe, do the same thing. Maybe.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I got to be honest. I'm not doing it. In any other situation, I would go on a prime rib rampage. Not in this situation. And I know you're going, what? What are you saying?
Yeah.
Well, that's called a tease, kids. And I'll give you the whole story coming up in just a few minutes.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listen to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh my God, us too. We laugh all the way to work as well. No.
What?
What happened?
Well, I just saw my screen. Good morning. May I just jump in? Actually, no, please give her a proper introduction, Adrian. Who's taking the 177 second survey?
Veronica Hunt from Spring Valley.
Good morning, Ms. Hunt.
Good morning.
We don't we're not allowed to pick favorites, but she just may very well be our favorite principal.
Yeah, she's so fun.
From the school right over there. We went and delivered the gift cards and she wasn't there.
Yes. Hi, Ms. Hunt.
The country when you guys were there. I know, you got to come back.
Yeah, you were. Where were you? You were in some exotic location. Where were you?
I was in Canada.
Like I said, exotic, exotic Canada.
Exotic Brazil.
I know.
Exotic. But thank you guys so much. That was so wonderful. Oh, my gosh. Appreciate it so much.
Do you mind if I ask where in Canada? I care about these things.
It's called Levine, Ontario, about 6 hours north of Toronto.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I'm partial. I'm partial to the Western Canada people, but you know, you're so cool though. You're so cool. We like you.
Thank you, Ted.
Okay.
Thank you guys.
Yeah.
I've been dying to get to this story. Just, oh my God.
Okay.
So 52-year-old guy named Mark Rohrer was at a wedding at a country club in Florida last Saturday, was waiting in line for prime rib. They had prime rib at the wedding. Mark is fired up. Oh. A man in front of him allowed his young daughter and another girl to join him in line. Mark lost his you know what because they were cutting in front of him.
Oh boy.
Mark started shouting at the other man who ignored him.
Oh no.
Which made Mark even more upset.
Mm-hmm.
So oh, yeah. Mark walked over to the man and shattered a plate on his head.
Uh-oh. Oh.
That, as you might imagine, started a brouhaha with multiple guests.
Yeah.
It is also believed that a chair was thrown. We're not sure by whom. Somebody called the cops. Mark was arrested and charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. One witness confirmed that they saw, quote, the large bald man strike the slimmer man on the head with a plate like he's. And so, of course, I immediately and there was a link to the mugshot. And I am proud to say that I do not look like this guy. But that's what I think I look like. You know what I mean? Like if I had a goatee, I would look at this.
That's what
this guy even looks more, he looks like a manatee with a goatee. Even more than I do.
Oh, God. What a manatee with a goatee.
Here's the other thing. For the record, this was a dry wedding. So Mark wasn't drunk. He was just really excited about the prime rib.
Sober behavior.
That must be a good prime rib. Lord.
Kids at a wedding. Okay, kids cutting in line to be with their dad at a wedding. Can we all agree that that's okay?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Now, let's say you're in line at a Golden Knights game for the bathroom and somebody cuts in line. Not kids. But, you know, I'm just getting in line with my friend, or you're in the beer line and they cut in. Do you say something, Veronica?
No, because I've done it. So I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it slide.
Mika.
Yeah, same. I've done it. I'll do it again. I let it go.
I've done it.
How about that?
Yep.
Adrian, are you saying something? I knew it. I knew this would be gender lines.
In that situation, we wouldn't.
We all know at the wedding, no. We all know at the wedding, no. With little kids. But, again, bathroom line at VGK.
You know
beer
what?
Line
I'd say
at
something.
VGK,
I'd say something. I'd
concert.
Say something.
I might.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. Hey, line here. Got a line here. Oh, Costco. Waiting in line to check out at Costco. If somebody tries to cut in the line, are you saying something, Veronica?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
See?
Yeah, that place is a house. No, you're not cutting.
Mom, because I do it there too.
Pretty
I'm done with you. I'm done with you. Totally. Pretty privileged. That's funny. Yeah, what are they going to say to you? Oh, sorry. I'm 4'11. I have to go. I'm 4'11 and cute.
But if Lisa's like bookmarking the line for me and I go up and I'm like, thanks, Lisa, and go stand with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, it happens.
I will say
I'd
at
let
Christmas.
You cut in front of me. I'd let you cut in front of me.
I'd let you cut in front of me too, Miss Hunt. Don't worry.
I don't know why all of a sudden that went to you two making out in my head, but it just did. I'm sorry. Hang on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
I just saw you with me.
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Happy Friday, y'all. Golden Knights win in St. Louis last night, 4-2. They're at Dallas tonight. Got a back-to-back, and Dallas is good. This is gonna be a big test for the Golden Knights. I mean, seriously, they need your love. Everybody face to the southeast towards Dallas and send some good vibes. Because William Karlsson's out for a couple of weeks, and yeah, they need you. Running Rebels, big game against New Mexico tomorrow at the Thomas Mack. It's a noon tip. Yeah, so if you can, if you're looking for something to do tomorrow, it's warm in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's warm. And if it does rain, well, it won't bother you.
Oy.
You know, you'll be in the Thomas and Mack. It'll be great. Lady Rebels are at San Diego State tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. And the oh, my God. And the Raiders are hiring Pete Carroll. Adrian, you're a sport. Yeah, Michaela. She's like, Paul who? She's like, what?
Paul.
This Miss Carroll's, what are we doing? Coach. She's like, wait a minute, what are you saying? Carol who?
I know, I want to contribute so bad, but I can't fake it. I have no idea what's going on.
You start playing the word association. Start playing the word association game. My grandma watched Carol Burnett. That's great. Thanks. Thanks for your contribution.
That's funny.
Adrian, you're a sports guy. You like the idea of Pete Carroll coaching the Raiders?
Very, very interesting. So I'll take it. There'll be a lot of headlines. It's a big name, Carroll and Brady. We'll see. Got to throw something at the wall.
I have been a Seahawk fan most of my life. I love Pete Carroll. I hated the idea because I'm a Seattle guy. So what goes along with that is I grew up University of Washington fan. Pete Carroll coached at USC, and you know the prevailing belief was that he cheated. And so I really hated this dude, and I hated the idea that he was coaching the Seahawks. I was like, I was totally conflicted. I was on the way to morning show boot camp in Chicago, 2011, whenever that was. And I read Pete Carroll's book because I went, okay, I need to get on board. So I'm going to read this guy's book, This Win Forever. Changed my life. I'm not kidding you. It changed my life. So I love Pete Carroll on a variety of different levels.
3-year possible 4-year deal for a 74-year-old man. We'll see.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool though.
But I'm still, and you know, in full disclosure, I worked for the Seahawks ages ago, back in the 90s. And so I still have friends that, in fact, my buddy was their PA announcer for 35 years, and he finally hung him up. He's 10, 15 years. No. He's 5 years younger than Pete Carroll.
Wow.
And he went, he goes, Pete will die on a football field. He knows him fairly well. He goes, Pete will die on a football field. He goes, but I'm glad it's not me. So
yeah,
take that for what you will. I'm interested. I'm really interested. All right. Before we get to relationship rehab, on the follow-up to the 177 second survey, and thank you to everybody who's been hitting us up with your stories of how, because this guy was mad because they cut in line. He was waiting in line for prime rib at a wedding reception. Mm-hmm. This guy's daughter and her friend joined him in line, essentially cutting in front of this dude. His name was Mark. Mark went crazy, smashed a plate on the other guy's head. A giant brawl ensued. Cops were called. You know, it's all. So thank you for all of your stories of how somebody cut you off and you became a psycho.
Mm-hmm. Love them.
Thank you for all of that. And apparently this happens at Costco and at Sam's Club much more than you think.
Yeah, I was surprised.
or maybe not more than you think. Maybe it's about the right amount compared to what you think. But most apparently, let me rephrase. Our listeners are involved more often than you might think.
Yeah, Costco. It's true.
And then that turned into a story about road rage. And then how do you handle your anger? I can't believe this little 5'0". You know, she wears a sparkly dress. She's fun. She's funny.
She doesn't walk. She floats around.
Apparently, she has a temper that we're not aware. Her Italian comes out, and apparently, she's got a temper that we don't see.
Never.
She don't bring it to us.
But I do. Yeah. I do have a bad temper, but you really have to push me to that point. But then when I do, it's a wrap, baby. I love Lisa, my fiance. One time we were in couples therapy and I said, well, I just sometimes get mad. I say things that I don't mean. And then my therapist was like, well, you can't say those things. And I was like, well, I don't know what else to do. So the next time we got into a fight, I mouthed all the things I wanted to say, but no, nothing came out. I just mouthed it. And then Lisa started laughing, and I was in the middle of this whole like rampage, but just mouthing it. And then it ended up breaking the fight altogether. Yeah. But that's how I handle it now. I don't actually say the things I want to say. I just mouth it. I use my fingers. I feel like it sort of gets it out without causing the brutal damage of word choice.
Yeah. So, if you cuss them out in sign language, yeah, does it still count?
Yes.
Yeah, and Lisa, you're mouthing the words at her. And she's like, what does the vacuum have to do with it? Vacuum.
Lisa walks out.
What are you saying? Vacuum. I don't know what that. I don't know what that means.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning when I first wake up. They tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Well, we should do a relationship recap for a Friday. This is it's another one of those that I'm like, okay. I mean, all right. My boyfriend, who's been living with me for the last 6 months. This is Trina in Centennial Hills. Living together for the last 6 months is without a job at the moment. Oof. He tries to help out, but mainly it's me paying for the groceries, rent, car insurance, TV service, and his prescriptions. Ugh. Well, last night, he informs me that he's now planning on using some of the little money that he was able to save from when he was working to fly to Phoenix with a couple of his college buddies so that they can go golfing on Valentine's Day weekend. Valentine's is Friday. Valentine's Friday this year. So, and just to clarify, I said, not the weekend before. Not the previous weekend, because then you might not have a leg to stand on.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's weekend, which, fellas, let me clue you in on a little something. The guys are like, yeah, okay, what, Adrian?
Speak on it, preach.
Leading the witness, go ahead.
God,
I just want to hear the story before we
dig your heels in a little more. Go ahead.
All right.
No, but guys, seriously, Valentine's Day is on Friday. That means Valentine's Day is Friday, Saturday, Sunday this year. It just is.
Mm-hmm.
You best prepare yourself.
Amen.
In one way or another, at least. Yeah. So, yeah. If he's not working, here's what Trina continues. If he's not working or barely paying for stuff at home, does he have a right to fly off with his friends to play golf on Valentine's weekend? Okay, now I know all the guys. That was a dog whistle right there. Does he have a right? Of course he has a right. Yeah, he has a right. Yeah, shut up. Does he have a right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, he does. Does he have a right to fly off with his friends to play golf on Valentine's weekend? Are you putting up with this?
Mm.
So this seems... Have I finally found the one where I go, this seems cut and dry? Adrian's like, I'm going to take a beating on this one. Mm-hmm. I can just see the look on your face. I know what you're going to say.
You know it.
And
yeah, cut and dry for me, per usual.
And honestly, if you... ever want to see a woman in this town, if you ever want to see a woman naked again, you should probably not answer.
Play it cool, guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tough.
Of course, yeah, he has a right.
Yeah, he has a right, but...
702-364-9898. So have I finally found the one where it seems where I'm like, there's really no other answer?
I mean, I thought so, but with Adrian's face, we're definitely about to hear different sides.
This is, okay, I'm interested. I would love to hear. I would love to hear what your face is saying. You know what I'm saying right now? Okay, good. 702-364-9898, Relationship Rehab. It's 98.5 KLUC. This is the Chet Buchanan Show. Thank you for being here.
Time stood still.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Katrina's boyfriend is out of work. They've been living together for the last 6 years. Basically, she's paying for everything. He told her that, with the little money that he was able to save from working, he's going to fly to Phoenix with a couple of his college buddies so they can go golfing on Valentine's weekend.
Great.
She's obviously not pleased. She's like, are you putting up with this? You know what I appreciate? She knows the answer, but she's looking for an unbiased opinion, or perhaps she knows us and she knows what she's going to get out of us. I'll reserve. Adrian, what?
What's going on?
What?
I Googled a flight to Phoenix right now to see how much
$79. Maybe $40.
Nope, even cheaper. $36 right now, nonstop, to go directly to there. So we're talking about we should give the money to her. So the $40 is really going to help out with the bill.
That? Didn't say that.
Who said that?
This is how I'm reading. So the money being used to go on this trip, it's not like he's burning anything in the pockets of anyone. He's going through a hard time. He can't find a job. Maybe a weekend with his boys will make him feel better and more energized to try to get a job. Because if we flip this and it was her, we would have more sympathy to her. If she's like, oh, it's a girl's trip. They want to pick me up because I'm not having a job.
No way.
Okay. Okay, sure. And also, if I'm in a relationship, Valentine's Day should be every day because you should love your queen always. That shouldn't make a difference because it's Valentine's Day.
Sorry, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. Every day we have Valentine's Day.
But it's not.
Valentine's Day is Valentine's Day. Yes, should you treat them well every day? Absolutely. But Valentine's Day is Valentine's Day. That's what guys say who want to be off the hook. I don't need to do anything special. I treat her like a queen every day.
Listen, I know that because I have used that as an excuse to get me off the hook. One of the girls.
Okay. Yeah, the girls. No,
don't I treat you good?
Yeah, baby. It's every day. Listen, me and Lisa have jobs in entertainment. There have been times where I didn't have gigs or she didn't have gigs. So we'd have to pay for all of the things for one or the other, right? And we would have maybe $200 or $300 maybe saved. And we've always been like, Lisa, treat yourself, or like even me, treat yourself. With the little money that you've saved. It's not a problem that I'll hold on.
Oh, no, you're good. No, you're good. Finish the thought. Sorry, I just want to make sure we got Jennifer here.
The problem isn't that he's spending the little money that he has to go on a boys' trip. I'm actually in support of that. I think it will lighten his spirit, and I think it will be nice. But your girl's been taking care of all the bills. Does it have to be Valentine's Day weekend? Like, make her a little pasta and just hang out with her. She's been financially taking care of you. And I would say vice versa as well. It can be any weekend. Why Valentine's? Spend it with your girl.
Yep. Jennifer.
So do I just chime in here?
Yes, ma'am. Feel free to jump in.
So first of all, yes, he's probably down and out. He's out of work, not feeling so great, whatever. But if she's carrying everything, then she's probably feeling like things are heavy for her. And he should have used that money to do something nice for her for Valentine's Day to show appreciation. Because taking off with your friends on Valentine's
Day. Whoa. You know better than that.
Sorry. Dump them.
I understood the passion.
All right, Jennifer, you and your dirty mouth have a great weekend.
You as well.
I don't mean that. I'm just teasing. You're good. She sounded so sad. Don't be sad. Bridget, without cursing, how do you feel?
I'm going to take apart the two issues. First, let's talk about the money, because I'm sorry, Adrian, you know darn well it's not just the $36 flight. There's also a hotel room and links fees, and you know there's drinky drinks, and you know there's dinners. So
his friends could cover that. That's not crazy to think.
They could, but we don't know that.
And then, of course, you got the other issue, which is the Valentine's Day. Seriously? So that's two no's in one situation. And I'm just going to throw out there that, you know, my husband has to do some traveling between my birthday a week before Valentine's Day. Pardon?
Mm-mm. We lost her. Listen, I'm the guy. There's part of that I agree with. with what Adrian's saying, that sometimes, which is really more to your point, Michaela, because my wife and I both understand about, you know, work and having to do stuff.
Yeah.
She also would never, say, don't do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure I may have even done something like this, but I wasn't out of work and we weren't struggling and she didn't have to take care of everything. You know what I'm saying? I just think the timing is bad.
So I
do have another thought, but I wanted, where are we going? Michael?
Let's go to Christina really quick. Let's go to Christina.
Is Michael gone?
Yes.
Okay. So yes, Christina. What up, Christina?
It's really unfair. Hello, can you hear me?
Hi. Mm-hmm.
Can't hear a word.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I think it's kind of unfair that men always get bashed in this situation. It's her choice to stay with him. She's been supporting him for these past few months. She chose that. So instead of bashing him, maybe she should decide not to stay with him.
Which is the same thing. Honestly, you're just taking action on it. And I agree. Christina, I agree with you. Does he have a right to go? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You may not have a girlfriend when you come back. You probably won't.
Maybe.
You'll probably, you probably just by what she's saying here, you'll probably have to find a new place to live. We lose Christina?
All right. She hung up.
Yeah, I heard.
Good point, though. Good point, Christina.
That this is okay.
Yes, like I said, have to stay.
Man. What you've done is you've said my happiness. Oh, here was the other question I wanted to throw out. Is he trying to get her to break up with him?
Oh, God. I feel like no. I feel like he literally just wants to take a trip with his boys. Because also, here's the thing, too. He may feel really emasculated. His girl's picking everything up. Mm-hmm. He does it. It's Valentine's Day. He could genuinely just not be communicating properly and be using the excuse to get away from his girl because he knows he can't do anything and she's been footing the bill. Like, there's so many different options here. And I don't like when men feel emasculated. I don't think that's a good feeling. And I would never want that. But it's like, dude, it's just not Valentine's Day weekend. It's just
pick another one. It just means too much in a lot of cases. Again, I believe my wife would go, go. It's a bad look. It just doesn't It hurts my heart. We got to go. But thank you, everybody. Relationship Rehab, every day, right about 8 o'clock on the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh, it's time for an exciting round of Amazing or Worst Ever.
I love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Thank you. I made it myself.
I can't wait. Amazing.
Subtitle this bit. You can eat that?
Yeah.
The good thing, everybody's talking about this today. It's been on all the TV shows and all that kind of stuff. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Remember how they came out with Cinnamon Toast Crunch bacon?
No.
No? Oh, this was a few weeks ago. Cinnamon Toast Crunch bacon, which I'm thinking might be pretty good.
Yeah.
Might be pretty good. I think they've gone too far here. I also know what I'm going to have for lunch right now. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'm not having this, but I am having Cinnamon Toast Crunch has teamed up with Totino's Pizza Rolls. Ooh, I love Totino's Pizza. I will eat a whole. Adrian just perked up.
You got my
attention now? What? Can't hear you. You're muted. But The Cinnamon Toast Crunch has teamed up with Totino's Pizza Rolls for a new pizza flavored cereal.
Worst idea ever.
We didn't even get to that. If you think pizza and milk sounds okay, you're not alone.
Oi.
It's also, but it, what? But here's what, it's also still coated in their cinnamon dust. Ew. So pizza roll, pizza with cinnamon and sugar.
Disgusting.
You've never had like dessert pizza? It's pretty good.
They're not selling it in stores because it's probably disgusting. Yeah, but okay, dessert pizza is dessert.
Sure.
If you go to CeCe's, it's dessert. It's rest not, they don't go, hey, here's supreme pizza. Or we'll put cinnamon sugar on it.
Sure. Well, listen, I've cold pizzas and been pretty good. I've tried a pizza pretzel. That's been pretty good. So I'm willing to at least taste what this would taste like. And I'm not just going to automatically not.
Well, your choices are amazing or we went over this off the air even. Your choices are amazing or worst idea ever.
It's amazing.
Ugh.
Are you adventurous in your eating? Like, will you try stuff?
Yeah.
You are?
Yep.
Escargot.
Nope. Worst idea ever.
No, but I mean, have you?
I did. I couldn't mentally do it.
No. Yeah, it's awful. Have you tried escargot, Adrian? No. I can't get myself to it. Caviar.
Worst idea ever.
I know. Well, no, we can.
Listen, you gave me the rules.
See, Adrian, see, that's how you do that. That's how you do that. I did say, and Michaela's like, damn it. I'm going to keep doing
it. I'm finally following the rules, and now I got it wrong.
Yeah, I'm going to keep going until he says stop. You told me my only two options were amazing or worst idea ever.
True.
And that's what I'm going to do. I appreciate your discipline.
Class, I got you.
Class dismissed.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, for the record, Michaela, amazing. I'm just saying.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Folks with little kids that won't eat their vegetables, scientists in Germany have invented a super hack.
Tell me.
A snack hack, if you will. Do you have this problem with your niece?
1,000,000%. You know what? No, I'm so rude. She loves eating healthy. I do not relate to this story at all. My nephew is a McDonald's lover, though, but he's 14.
Yeah, I don't, this is no. He's too old for this. Yeah, he's well past. He's already on his own. Researchers in Germany spent 20 minutes reading kids fairy tales that involved magical fruits and veggies. The hero was either healed or saved by eating their vegetables. After the story was done, they offered the kids a choice of four different snacks: fruit, vegetables, cake, or cookies. It turned out that telling these kids a story where the fruits and veggies saved the day somehow made them more likely to choose the healthier options, and not just right after they heard the story. Apparently, the effect lasts a little bit, quite a while.
I feel like it's when you were a little kid and your parents would tell you that if you swallowed your bubble gum, that it would grow in your belly and it would be so bad for you. And so like when you're told something so little, or like watermelon seeds, they would like make a watermelon in your belly. If you tell them at the right age, they really believe it.
See, and it was a different time too. They used fear to parent us.
Yes.
And these kids, you got to coax along in the right direction. 4 out of 5 kids were still eating more fruits and veggies weeks later after they did this study. And apparently kids will eat more vegetables and more fruit if they think it gives them superpowers.
I love it. I might eat more vegetables.
I was going to say, that might even work on adults.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
This story is so freaking weird. I'd love to do a fill in the blank, but it's, I don't know how well it's going to work because it's so out there. I don't, actually, it might even work. Might even work better than most fill in the blanks. You want a raw dog one?
Yeah.
See, usually, I might share bits and pieces with Michaela so that she can get an idea. I just saw this and I'm like, we got to do this right now.
Fine.
So, Friday, January 10th, police in the great state of
Michigan,
Alabama,
okay,
were called to a place with a drive-in.
Movies.
Starbucks. Oh yeah, drive. Oh, did I say drive-in?
Place, yeah,
with a drive-through.
A drive-through.
Place with a drive-through.
Starbucks.
Yes. Police in Alabama called to a Starbucks because somebody's pet
pig.
Well, that'd be really weird, but that might even be better than the actual story. Somebody's pet monkey jumped from the owner's car into the drive-through window and started attacking the...
Oh my God, I'm imagining Planet of the Apes right now. It's just
started attacking
monkey.
The person in the window. The employee said that she'd never interacted with this female customer before. She said that as soon as the window lowered her window, the monkey saw its chance, leapt out of the car through the window, and started gnawing on her hand.
You bad little monkey.
At least it didn't go for her face. Was that here? Was that somewhere else? I remember doing the story here that, you know, like this one lady had a monkey and it ripped her face off.
Oh my God. No,
I think that happened here.
God,
this monkey at least just went for the hand instead. Then it climbed up her arm and started biting her ear. The attack ended when another employee grabbed the monkey and threw it out the window.
Oh my God.
The monkey then just, you know, gathered itself, jumped into the woman's vehicle. She sped off without her mocha frappuccino. The monkey's owner did come back inside to check on the employee, but somewhat wisely would not leave her name or information. Let Starbucks insurance take care of that. Don't worry. The employee was taken to the hospital where she got multiple stitches. Oh my God, bad enough. You got to get stitched up. And of course, a bunch of vaccinations. Her ear was in rough shape, but she'll be all right. They were able, with security cameras and whatnot, to track down the car and the monkey's owner. This lady, her name's Tammy, she refused to comment to the media, saying that she didn't want to put her pet at risk. Now, for what it's worth, she reportedly had two monkeys in the vehicle that day. I don't know if the second one was waiting to get tagged in, sure, or, you know, wanted to see how the first monkey fared or whatever. My guess is that, you know, when the first monkey came flying back out the window, the second monkey went, yeah, I'm cool.
Well, could you imagine someone being like, hey, how was your day at work today? And you're like, oh, no big deal. A monkey jumped into my drive-thru while I was taking orders, bit my shoulder and ear, had to get stitches. Other than that, pretty good. Thanks.
Yeah. Or what happened to your ear? Nobody would believe you.
No.
Nobody would ever believe you. So other employees have said that they've seen her with multiple monkeys before. They say that she often has them wearing, quote, leashes, costumes, and of course we are playing fill in the blank. Leashes, costumes, and
clothes.
Little monkey diapers.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
monkeys have to.
Cops are investigating. Tammy could be looking at charges. They didn't say what those might be. We can only imagine. According to information provided by Animal Services, this is not the first time something like this has happened. She's been cited for two municipal violations involving not restraining the monkeys.
Tammy, get it together.
So shout out to all the Starbucks employees. That job's hard enough. Having a deal with rogue monkeys.
True. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I have to tell you, this is a spectacular More You Know Before We Go. I hope I'm not overselling it, but I'm fascinated by these. People in Costa Rica are only allowed to drive 6 days out of the week to cut down on traffic, to cut down on pollution. The way they decide it is the last digit of your license plate number dictates what day you are not allowed on the road. That would never work here because nobody has license plates. I don't know if you've noticed that. Everybody's just running around lawless. It's just crazy. But I love that. I think that's an amazing idea.
I do too. Yeah.
Hawaiians will know this. The rest of you will be amazed. It's illegal to own a pet hamster in Hawaii.
Oh, wow.
The climate is too good for them. It's too good for everybody, let's be honest.
True. But
the climate is too good for hamsters. So if a few hamsters ever escaped, they could start wild colonies and ruin, they use the word devastate here, Hawaii's native crops. Yeah.
Wow, those little hamsters.
Hamsters
could a lot of damage.
Literally could ruin everything. Could ruin the whole thing. Listen, don't ask me why. Don't ask. I'm just going to give you a fact and then we're going to leave because it's Friday and, you know, but not a single NBA player has ever had the jersey number 69. I'm just going to leave that right there.
It's got to be off limit.
I'm just going to leave it and we're just going to walk away from it. Peace out. Everybody have a great weekend. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985KLUC. Adrian.
Yes, sir. You can follow me on Instagram and the newly returned to TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast on YouTube. Go hit that subscribe.
And Michaela Gordon.
I'm Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, and I will see you tonight at Delilah.
Of course you will. Yeah. And we'll see everybody back here on Monday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.